tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Good day, everybody. Hope everybody has been having a great, wonderful Sunday, and I hope for y'all have been having a great week. Well, let me get right into it right now. Okay, so lately, we have been seeing, I've been seeing people like Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, and Alex Jones, right, stepping away from Donald Trump because of what's going on with the war, with Iran and everything, and how, you know what I'm saying, basically how the administration is actually lying to the American people, right? So these people have been stepping away from this man slowly but surely. And, you know what I mean, they've been having Donald Trump back since day one. But my thing is, though, right, to me, it is too little too late. 10 years ago, when Donald Trump ran, say he walked on the golden escalator, and he said that I'm going to be running for the president of the United States. Right? Now, when he said that, and then during the campaign trail, all that baggage that man had and have, right? Y'all still support this man. All that crap that this man was talking about, right? Y'all still support this man. This man talking bad about Mexican people, calling them rapists, murderers, all kind of stuff, right? Y'all fine with that. You know what I mean? Like, y'all was fine with that. Like, we don't have rapists and murderers in America. And how many percentage of illegal migrants anyway commit crimes compared to Americans? Right? How many percentage of that commit crime coming to America commit crime? Most migrants that come to this country, whether they're illegal or not, a lot of them, the ones who look honest, work. Right? Time's up. Right? They don't want to do honest work. They don't want to come here and cause no damn trouble. You understand me? But yet, people like Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, and Alex Jones, those type of people, one more name, Megyn Kelly too, all of them. I want to hear what y'all got to say now. You know what I mean? I do not want to hear what you all have to say. I could care less, me personally. Y'all keep your thoughts to yourself. That's how I feel about it. And those people, the fans of them that listen to these people, I wish they could wake up. Because those people, they're not serving you no good. Candace Owens, Tucker Carlson, Megyn Kelly, and Alex Jones, they are not serving you no good. All they do is feed a lot of misinformation and disinformation. That's all they do. They do not care. I mean, right? They don't want to tell you the lies. And the more lies they tell, the more, I guess, the audience they reach. All they do is lie. So they're not doing no kind of service to y'all. Because look at that, right? Freaking, when Alex Jones came out against Donald Trump, what Donald Trump did? Made a tweet against him. All of them, called them low IQ. Right? Call them low IQ. That's all. It's like this man is not that smart, to be honest with you. Because he had nothing better to say. That's all he said to about everybody. Everybody got low IQ. You can't think of other words to say. You see what I'm saying? That's how bullies are, right? If you ever see a bully when he was in school, and those bullies, most bullies, right? They all want to push the same narrative and same crap, but and they don't have good intellectual words to say, just like him. He doesn't have no intellectual words or be able to articulate his words, right? They call these damn people, these people, low IQ, right? But a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever, he was happy to take their endorsement. See what I'm saying? But like I said, this is too little, too late. It's just like when I see these Republican politicians on the House floor, excuse me, Republican House members, and they're talking tough now, right? Because these Republican House members, they're not running for re-election. And I see them talking tough on the House floor against Donald Trump, some of them. Tough! Who cares? Talk to them. We don't want to hear you talk tough no more. You should have done this a year ago, 5 years ago. Whatever. You see what I'm saying? We don't want that's bull crap, right? We don't want to hear you talking tough. We don't care. Most people do. I guarantee most people do not give a damn. Right? That's all y'all want to do. That's all y'all want to do now. Tell you don't run again. That's why I'm telling you something. One Republican, there are two that I respect a lot, right? There's former House member Adam Kissinger, and I really respect Liz Cheney, man. Liz Cheney would probably be the one Republican I would probably vote for if she was running for president right now, at least to the primary. You see what I'm saying? Because you know why? Because she had integrity. She saw what was happening against Donald Trump, and she came out against him. Although when he was president, right, the first time, she voted with him most of the time on policies, right? I get that. Republican, that's what they do. Democrats, that's what they do. 9 times out of 10, they vote with their party. I understand all of that stuff, right? I get it. But just because, you know what I'm saying, she was strong enough. To me, Liz Cheney has more balls than a lot of those men. A lot of them's weak. A lot of them, they ain't got a nutsack to me. Right? Liz Cheney has more balls than a lot of these men that's in Congress right now. You know what I mean? Man, you need to read her book, Oath and Honor. And she talks about it, right? How a lot of people on her side, on the Republican side, a lot of them came to her and spoke out against Donald Trump behind the scenes with her. But they're too scared to go publicly, right? Publicly. They're weak-ass politicians to me. You know what I mean? They're weak. They need to be, those type of politicians need to be out of office. You know what I'm saying? Because how I look at it, right? If these politicians can't stand up to your party when they're doing something wrong, you see what I'm saying? If they can't stand up to their party, do you think that they're going to fight for you? You know what I mean? There's I can't remember her name, but I think she's senator out of Alaska or something. And there was this vote, right, that she voted for. I can't remember. I can't remember the name of the bill. But and the reason why she made sure that she got something in it for her people, for the bill, it was very controversial, right? I'm not a fan of her, but I respect that. You know what I'm saying? John Fetterman. I might not like him too much, because I really believe eventually the Democratic senator, eventually he's going to end up turning Republican. I have a strange feeling. You see what I'm saying? Because I've been noticing him a lot of time as a Democrat, he vote with the Republican a lot. You know what I mean? Just like Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema. I mean, a lot of them would block Joe Biden's agenda. Right? But still I respect these people. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? We might not like it, but still I respect them. Right? So just like I said, these people talking trash now, too little, too late. for years, right, narratives were pushed, right? And these people pushed the narrative. Candace Owens pushed a lot of narrative for Trump. Alex Jones, Megyn Kelly, and Tucker Carlson. Man, they push a lot of narrative, right, for this man. You know what I mean? For years, the audiences were influenced by these people, man. By these damn people. The audience were influenced. Because think about it, these people got millions of followers. Millions of daggone followers these people have. And a lot of people listen to them. I don't know why. You know what I mean? I don't know why people listen to people. A lot of times, they're not talking facts. See what I'm saying? A lot of times, these people are going off feelings, not facts. You see what I'm saying? When it comes to certain things. Right? You understand me, right? These people, and along with a lot of more right-wing people, was telling people what to think, what to believe. And I can't believe a lot of people fell for this crap and be listening to these people, man, without actually doing their homework and doing their own research. See what I'm saying? So now, let me go and break this stuff down, right? This is what I'm going to say, right? Okay. So, since y'all so-called right-wing conservative people, y'all have faith. Y'all believe in the Lord. Y'all believe in the Almighty God, right? But a lot of y'all do not act like it to me. Y'all don't act Christian-like to me. You understand me, right? Half of y'all probably can't even quote the daggone Bible. But yet, right? Y'all, my faith. I'm voting for this guy for Donald Trump because that's my faith. What faith? Come on now. You vote for that criminal. All right. So let's get into it. Luke 12, verse 2 says, there is nothing concealed that will be disclosed, right? Now, there's nothing concealed that will be disclosed, right? So you're trying to hide something. Eventually, it's going to come to light. Truth always comes out eventually, right? Nothing at all stays hidden forever. The narrative that you are portraying cannot hide reality forever. I always remember that, right? The narratives that you are portraying forever is going to come out, point blank. People were influenced for years by these people, by these people that I mentioned earlier. For years, people were influenced. And now the damage has happened before truth surfaced. Now, accountability delayed is still accountability, man. Because no matter what this man does, and this is what makes me really upset, right, with these people in the media. You can still be Republican. No wrong with that, right? You can still be Republican. You can still be Democrat. But when your elected officials do something stupid or do something crazy, you should always call them out. No matter how much you like these people. You know what I mean? Shoot, I voted for them Obama twice, right? And there are a few things I didn't like what he was doing, right? When Joe Biden was president, I voted for Biden. I called him out too. I didn't like what Biden was doing, especially when Biden opened the border. Right? I ain't like the crap. You should have kept the damn border closed, man. Forget that. Right? You should have kept the border closed. When those 13 Marines that got murdered in Afghanistan, he could have, right? He still had the power to freaking extend that. I don't give a damn. He might have had the order from Donald Trump, right? But at the same time, though, he could have said, you know what, though? But the soldiers aren't ready to leave yet. I'm extending a few more months. I'm going to extend it a few more damn months. So I didn't like how those soldiers You know what I'm saying? Especially when I was watching them on TV. And those sort of left when they could have, right? When they could have extended a couple more months for them to be prepared to leave. That's what I'll be talking about. You know what I mean? So Luke, right? So Luke now, records the words of Jesus Christ, right? Warning to his disciples against hypocrisy and spiritual pretense. The verse declares that all concealed things will one day be uncovered, right? Emphasizing divine omniscience. Divine omniscience, right? And ultimate accountability before God. It stands as central moral statement in the Gospel of Luke, right? So what's in the dark? We always know that saying. What's in the dark will always come to light. You know what I mean? So in this context, Jesus talks about this statement while cautioning his followers, right? About the leaven of the Pharisees, meaning hypocrisy. Candace Owens, Alex Jones, excuse me, Megyn Kelly, Tucker Carlson, they're all hypocrites to me. The verse introduces a broader teaching that truth and character cannot remain disguised. Every secret motive and every deed will eventually come to light. It links human integrity to divine judgment, right? All that stuff happened. So I'm saying? So the support for this man lasted for years. People still support him before sudden criticism emerged. Think about the audience now, right? The audience trust now, right now, because there's still going to be a lot of people that listen to them that's going to believe whatever they say no matter what. But I know, I already know right now. In every group, there's going to be a small percentage now is starting to look at them side eye. They might still listen to them, but they got to be at least a small percentage, right, that listen to these people side eye, give them side eye. You know what I'm saying? Give them that side eye look. See what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But for all of them, prolonged narrative, right? Now, the delayed honesty now raises serious credibility. So are these people really credible now? Why would you listen to these people now? Are they really credible? Really think about it, right? These people talking, man, no, because of the Iran war and all this stuff, right? But when the man was going to court for fraud, when he found liable for sexual assault. None of them said anything. When he did January 6th, none of them said anything. You understand me? These are influencers, man, that can shape opinions without full accountability first. When will these people take full accountability for the thing that they say? Because these people, like I said, these people have millions and millions of followers. They do. They have millions of followers. And they can shape public opinion. They can. All right, right? So now, this reversal feels strategic now instead of genuine. Because when I say strategic, this is what I mean. I think that they kind of see the writing on the wall. See what I'm saying? If the Democrats get back the House, if the Democrats get back the Senate, they're definitely going to turn, right? Right? They know that they're going to impeach Trump, point blank. It's coming if they take back the House and the Senate. And I'm telling you something about the Republicans that pissed me off, right? When they lost in 2018, I'm sorry, 2018? Yeah, in 2018, when they lost the House, I was saying, I think they might have lost both, I'm not sure. In 2018, right, when the Democrats control the House and the Senate, I guess. How many there are Republicans turned against Donald Trump? So I'm saying when they lost, people like Chris Christie came out talking trash against Trump. You know what I mean? But I guarantee, what's going to happen if Trump keep the House and the Senate come November? I guarantee these people, you're going to sing a different tune again. They're going to be kissing his booty like they've been doing for the past 10 years. They're going to be kissing his butt because all they do is kiss his butt. You see what I'm saying? That's all they do. Butt kisses, man. They've been licking it till the tongue turned doo-doo brown. That's all they do. For real. That's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? Doo-doo brown tongue. Crazy to me. That's all these Republicans do. It's like they don't have a mind of their own. You know what I mean? And no matter what Trump does, no matter what he does, I'm telling you, they're always going to find a way to spin what he says. No matter what he says, a lot of them, even when you watch them on TV, a lot of them always be spinning the narrative and try to defend the narrative instead of calling a spade a spade. You understand me, right? Which is crazy to me. You know what I mean? You said you love your damn constituents, the people that vote for you. The other one that you need to be keeping real with, them. Forget what's going on in the damn White House. You need to be keeping them informed, your people informed that voted for you. You know what I mean? Y'all don't care about y'all. All y'all there politicians out there, a lot of y'all don't care about y'all people. The only thing y'all care about is staying in power. That's it. Right now, a lot of y'all Republicans out there, only thing y'all doing, y'all relinquishing your power right now to the President of the United States. And that's a damn shame. Y'all are weak to me. I mean, just like when Hitler took over. I mean, Hitler just didn't take over overnight. I mean, those lawmakers back then, a lot of the weak-ass lawmakers relinquished their damn power to damn Hitler. You see what I'm saying? How can you allow one man to control the whole country? That's why it's supposed to be checks and balances, man. Checks and balances. You know what I mean? And you know that the bad thing about it, the whole thing, situation, it's not gonna be Donald Trump. That's gonna be that's not gonna be a dictator. No, Donald Trump is 79 years old. He's old. It's gonna be somebody young, somebody like a J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance is in his early 40s. It's gonna be someone like him, right? Watch Donald Trump and see how he moves. Because first of all, J.D. Vance is a well-spoken individual. He speaks very well. You see what I'm saying? And before he says something, he's not like Donald Trump that's going to first things out off his mind. J.D. Vance, he gathers his thoughts first before he speaks. I see the man speak all the time. Right? And he gathers his thoughts first, and then he's going to say what he has to say in a more political way. You see what I'm saying? That man, he could be, if he become president, he could be the damn dictator. It's not going to be Donald Trump. People just learning from Trump. They're learning what to do and what not to do. You see what I'm saying? That's how dictators work. They learn from past and figure out what they're going to do next. You see what I'm saying? And they're going to manipulate the mind. Right? And J.D. Vance is good at that. Right, J.D. Vance, he's going to manipulate the mind. Now, when you think about it, right? Why before Trump chose him for his running mate? A couple years prior to that, he was talking trash about Trump. Trash. You see what I'm saying? But then he started figuring, man, I need to change my tune. Because, hey, you know what I'm saying? That could be my path to the White House. You know what I mean? That could be my path to the wire. So I'm going to change my tune. I'm going to start kissing Trump's butt for now until I get what I want. Make me be known more on the national level. Get the people trust. Once the people trust me, yeah, then I got them. See what I'm saying? That's what they do. You know what I'm saying? Gain the people trust. And when I gain their trust, then when they elect me to president, yeah, I'm giving a couple of years. I'm going to give it a couple of years, right? There's a few things out first. And then I'm going to change the whole Constitution to my liking. And then that's going to give me the chance to stay in power forever. That's what they want, man. I'm telling you. And think about it, right? These damn rich people don't give a damn. Those damn rich people don't give a damn because they're rich. They go anywhere in the world they want. They're not going to suffer. As long as the government keeping their pockets flowing, they don't give a damn. See what I'm saying? The same bosses that you work for, poor people, average American, the same bosses that you work for is the same people that's not going to give a damn. You understand me? The same black people that you support, that you love, you buy the music, you go to the show, you go to their movies, right? And those are the same black people that's going to turn on you if push comes to shove. Guarantee that. Those same rappers that you love, those same R&B singers that you love. Because think about it, a lot of them, they don't have money. Do you think right now, if America starts getting worse right now, do you think they're going to stay here in America and fight the fight? These people are going to go. They're going to be gone. Because they have the money to leave. They're going to take their family and say, look, we're going to a safe place. You see what I'm saying? They're not going to stay here and fight the fight with y'all. They're not. They don't give a damn. You know what I mean? So, the damage, right, has already been done when these people spew their mouth to defend this man. You see what I'm saying? To defend this man. That's what bothered me. Instead, I believe, right, if you're going to be a media personality, if you're going to talk bad about one group of people, right, but yet it's the same, the other group of people is doing the same stuff, and you don't correct that shit, you're wrong for that. You know what I mean? Fox News is known for that. They're quick to talk trash about the Democrat, but Republicans don't talk trash about the Republican. They don't. You know what I mean? They don't. I don't hear these people talking trash at all. They defend Republican quick. And whenever a Democrat comes on the Fox News, yeah, they're asking the hard question. But when it comes to the Republican people, excuse me, they're asking the easy questions. See what I'm saying? It ain't cool. It ain't cool. So now, let me ask this question, right? What does right wing really mean? You say you're a right wing person. What does that really mean? Because to me, if you're not keeping each other accountable, you see what I'm saying? If you're not keeping each other accountable, I'm saying this, right? That you're not really right wing. You're not a child of God. You ain't conservative, as you say. Right? So what does right wing really mean? You know what I mean? 1 Corinthians 14, verse 33 said, "For God is not the author of confusion." God represents clarity and truth. Confusion is not from God. All y'all right-wing people, all y'all do from the top down, from the president on down, y'all represent confusion. Right? Sometimes some of y'all come up with mixed messages, right? And create misunderstanding, misinformation, disinformation. You know what I'm saying? Words must match consistent actions. Truth should always remain clear. Confusion benefits those controlling the narrative, right? So again, y'all call yourself right-wing, the right-wing media. Right-wing this. Yeah, ain't nothing right about y'all. You know what I mean? How many of y'all actually read the Bible? How many of y'all are actually really conservatives out there? You know what I mean? But a lot of y'all out there coming, going against God. God's word. Some of y'all out there are drunks. Some of y'all out there coming fornication. Right? Y'all call yourself, damn, right-wing people, conservative. I'm this and that. Yeah, right. Some of y'all out there having kids, kid out of wedlock. Come on, let's be real about the situation. Come on. Let's talk about it. For like I said, 1 Corinthians, right? 14 verse 33. For God is not the author of confusion. Right? The verse from the Apostle Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, right? The part of that New Testament, it emphasizes divine order and peace in Christian worship, contrasting God's nature with confusion or disorder with church gathering. So, just like I said again, what does right wing really mean? You know what I mean? So, to dig a little deeper, right, with a verse. You know what I'm saying? The verse occurs in a section where Paul gives instructions for orderly worship in the early Corinthian church. He addresses the regulations of tongues and prophecy, urging that all spiritual expressions should contribute to mutual edification rather than chaos. You understand me, right? So what does right wing really mean? I'm saying verse 33 serves as a theological anchor, asserting that disorder contradicts God's character and that peace and order reflect divine intent for worship communities, right? So what does right wing really mean? Answer that for me. Think about it within yourself, right? You say you call yourself a right wing person. You see what I'm saying? Because of your faith, right? Whatever. Tell me. Explain it. What's the right about you? Right? You say, what's the right about you, but yet you can't, keep your people accountable when they say I do something crazy. You know what I mean? This man just last week said he's going to wipe out a whole damn civilization. Whole civilization of people. He said it. I don't give a damn. You can spin it however you want to spin it. I don't care. I don't want to hear that crap. Right? What he says is what he says. He meant that crap. I'm telling you, people keep defending this man. Call him out, Republicans. I'm telling you right now. When Democrats call him out, that shit don't hold no kind of weight. It has to be his own people to call him out. Gotta be honest with you. Gotta be his own people, man. If a Democrat calls the man out for the dumb shit he says, all the dumb stuff he does, you know what I mean? Look, right now, we in this damn war for everyone. Remember, what did he say when the war started, right? And y'all so silly. Y'all bought into this shit. Oh, the war don't gonna last 2 weeks. Oh, they changed mind. The war is gonna last 5 weeks. Come on now. Iran is not Venezuela. You know what I mean? Trust me, this country been fighting wars for thousands of damn years. Come on now. You come on TV, talk tough. These white men come on TV, how dumb they are, right? Come on TV and they talk tough. Oh, we got the greatest military in the world. I'm telling you something right now. This is America, right? These people can infiltrate us. Look at them 9/11. How the hell do those people got the damn stuff on the airplane and hijack airplanes, right? If these people are going to do something, they're going to attack us from within the country. You know what I mean? That's what they could do. And the bad thing about it, right? You don't understand. Yeah, y'all not paying attention or something like that. People like those countries like Iran, they play the long game. You understand me? They play the long game. Look at them, Bin Laden. Bin Laden played a long damn game. He waited about 15 damn years before 9/11 happened. 1980s, man. The man who wanted to get America. I saw the damn documentary about this shit on Netflix. Right? This man waited a long time to attack America. You see what I'm saying? And you don't think that Iran right now, you don't think they're plotting? Damn people on the ground? Waiting to the right moment, training, waiting to the right damn moment. Because that's what these people do. They don't fight fair. Because they know, right, force by force, they can't beat America. At least weaponry, though. Now, if it's hand-to-hand combat, I think we get ass whooped. Let's be real about this shit, that damn situation. Hand-to-hand combat, right? With these damn video game people now, all they do play video games all day. Those people over there, those people in Iran, they be training since they were little kids, little boys. You see what I'm saying? So you think these video game children, these TikTok kids here in America, if they have to do hand-to-hand combat, you think we will win that war? Sure, we need to go back to Vietnam. Yeah, let America tell it, right? America won the war, right? But how many soldiers got fucked up? How many American soldiers got messed up during the Vietnam era? Came back drug addicts and shit. Because they couldn't deal with the stuff that was going on over there. Let's talk about it. You see what I'm saying? I'm telling you, man. Only thing I gotta say, my people, just always be on guard no matter where you go. And don't go where there's a lot of colored people, man. I don't say you can't have your fun. Just be vigilant, right? And if you do have to go because maybe there's something that's going on, just be careful. You know what I mean? If you're inside of a building, always be close to where an exit is, the closest exit to you. Don't be too far from that exit. And always be mindful. Always be vigilant. When you're going outside. You know what I mean? When you're with a group of damn people, come on. I'm telling you, man. These damn beta personality people, you know, I don't know why people listen to these damn people. Why people want to get fake news for any damn way? You know what I mean? Listen to one damn source. When I listen to people, right, I listen to more than 3, 4, 5 different sources. You see what I'm saying? I'm not just going to listen to one source. You know what I mean? I don't watch Fox News. I used to watch Fox News back in the day. Not no more. Stop this shit. Right, I do watch CNN. I watch it a lot. You know what I mean? But not only CNN. I listen to people, you know what I mean, that the voice that I do trust. That's in the media the media space, like Angela Rye, Andrew Gillum, people like that, Tiffany Cross, Joanne Reed, those black folks that's in the media space, Don Lemon. I listen to those people. I trust their voice. You see what I'm saying? That's the name of a few. Right? I listen to those people. You see what I'm saying? Now, the role of the media, right? The role of media personalities. Now, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it. Right? James 3, verse 1 states, we who teach will be judged more strictly. Meaning, you're an influencer, right? You teach the wrong stuff, people are gonna judge you even more. Comes great, right? Because you are an influencer, right? You have influence over a lot of people, right? So you have great responsibility, man, to speak the facts. It is your job not to get damn clickbait, man. Because people like y'all, who don't, right? Y'all doing a disservice to your people. If you're not telling them the whole truth, man, sad to say. You know what I'm saying? Leaders are held to a higher standard, man. Donald Trump should be held to a higher standard. Because I guarantee you right now, Obama said to him himself, if he would have done half the stuff Donald Trump did, he would have been crucified. Not only by the Republicans, even by the Democrats. You know what I'm saying? Because what I said about the Democrat Party, they don't stick together. That's why I believe they might lose in November. Sorry, but it's true. Because they don't stick together. See, the Republicans, they stick together. You know what I mean? Look at that George Santos. All of that scandal he had, it took forever for them to get rid of him. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, misinformation carries serious consequences, man. So, in James, right? 3 verse 1. In the New Testament of James, right? He cautions believers about the serious responsibility of teaching within the Christian community, man. It opened the passage often titled Taming the Tongue. I like that. Taming the Tongue. Something like tame your tongue. Linking the discipline of speech with the moral weight carried by those who instruct others in faith. You understand me? So, notice I'm quoting the damn Bible according to my topics, right? Now, like I said earlier, how many damn these people who are so-called right-wing, they probably go to church, you know what I'm saying, but could really quote the damn Bible. You know what I mean? But yet they call themselves right-wing. I'm not saved. I'll be honest with you. I believe in God. You know what I'm saying? But, you know what I mean? But I'm not like, I'm a saved person now. For real. You understand that, right? So keep it up, man. Keep it up. And things will start changing, man. Right. So, in James, right, it begins as a section, right? So, warning of the power. Some of y'all have the power and y'all have the potential. And y'all could get potential harm of that tongue when y'all speak the tongue. And let me give an example. I think it was Alex Jones, right, who got sued. I think that was him. When he lied about the damn that school shooting in Virginia, that happened in Virginia some years ago. You know what I mean? Some of the family members sued him. And he had to pay all his damn money, right? And guess what? When he was talking mess, people was giving these family members death threats. See what I'm saying? Y'all call yourself right wing, right? But remember when Nancy Pelosi's husband got attacked? Now, one of y'all right-wing so-called politicians came out and denounced that shit. A lot of y'all was cheering that shit. Y'all are evil. When the poor Democrat, I don't know, the House member, or Sander, maybe she was the House member, in Minnesota, when she got murdered by a crazy dude, did y'all denounce it? Did y'all denounce that crap? No, y'all don't. Y'all call yourself right-wing people? Huh? The right-wing media. Did y'all denounce that shit? Call the motherfucker, the man evil for what he did? You see what I'm saying? It ain't right. It's not right at all, man. That's why you got to take when y'all say things, y'all have to take accountability for the things that y'all say. Right? And things that y'all do. Right, teaching truth should always be a priority, man. No matter what, whether the people that you're listening to, they want to hear it or not. I mean, they want your people anyway. If they can't handle it, like them, what damn dude name? When he said, you can't handle the truth. I can't believe I can't remember his damn name off the top of my head right now. But anyway, that's from A Few Good Men, right? I love that movie with him and Tom Cruise, man. You know what I'm saying? When he said, you can't handle the truth, right? A lot of y'all can't. But for you as a media personality, you need to always tell your people the God's honest truth and see what's going on. So they're going to listen or they won't listen. It's up to them. You see what I'm saying? When it's gaslighting, right? Gaslighting and narrative control. That's what a lot of your right-wing media like to do. You like to gaslight people. Now, Isaiah 5, verse 20, talks about woe to those who call evil good. Huh? How many of y'all call Donald Trump good? He's an evil man. Sorry. He is. Because he don't care about nobody but himself. And he's president of the damn United States, right? Woe to those who call evil good. And I see some of these so-called damn Christian. I remember this Christian lady on Easter Sunday or whatever. Praising Donald Trump. Like, she was kissing his butt. Just licking it. Till her tongue was turning doo-doo brown. She was licking his behind. You know what I mean? She's the type of damn evangelistic person that will do their people disservice. For real. You understand me? She is the type to do her people disservice. Truth is being flipped intentionally, right? Wrong is presented as right. And right is presented as wrong. Right? I'm going to give an example. When it says right is presented as wrong. When Liz Cheney called out Donald Trump for January 6th, no, she's wrong for that. Her own, most of her own Republican people couldn't even have her damn back. See what I'm saying? Confusion weakens people understanding, man. So, the Bible verse from the Hebrew Bible, the book of Isaiah, right? Part of the Old Testament prophetic writings. It forms part of a poetic section in which the prophet Isaiah delivers woes, condemning moral corruption and the inversion of ethical values with ancient Judah. Think about that, man. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and the light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter, right? Think about those type of words, man. Now, faith versus behavior. Matthew 7, verse 16 said, by their fruit, you will recognize them. By their fruit, you will recognize them. That means actions reveal true character always. Words alone mean absolutely nothing at all. Behavior shows real belief system. Consistency defines a person's integrity. Faith must align with real actions. People reveal themselves through their actions, right? So this verse, basically, right? The mount offering a principle of discernment, a genuine character, right? All this crazy stuff, all this stuff. So the fruit refers to observable outcomes, behavior. So in the beginning, you might talk all nice and sweet, and eventually, that behavior is going to, your true behavior will come out. It's not gonna, right? You can't be fake forever. Eventually, people will see that, right? So many conservatives associate their value with religion. Many conservatives associate their values with religion identity. Think about that for a second. You know, the beautiful lady from Mary, the single, Mary Mary. She said she voted for Donald Trump because of her damn faith. Are you serious? Where her look at like, what? Are you serious? You vote for this man because of your damn faith? This non-Christian man? Who said himself, when he died, he might be going to hell. He said that his damn self. Because he knows the things he's doing is wrong. You know what I mean? Murdering little girls in Iran, but nobody not talking about that stuff. All the little girls that got murdered in Iran. Those little girls did not deserve that. Imagine if Iran would have came over and do the same thing. Murder little children. Boy, America would be in an uproar right now. See what I'm saying? We got to keep our people accountable, man. The media has to keep people accountable. You know what I mean? They have to keep the elected official accountable. For real. I'm telling you, man. I don't know what else to say. I just can't stand these fake ass damn media people. You know what I mean? These people I talk about, Alex Jones, Ken Sowen, Megyn Kelly, Tucker Carlson, these will ride or die for that Donald Trump. And now, after 10 years, 11 years, y'all want to talk trash about him? Forget y'all. Y'all should have done this shit 5-6 years ago. And this, to me, it's not about being a Republican or Democrat. It's about this man that y'all want to support. Y'all could find another damn Republican to get behind. You know what I'm saying? This man would never have been president if it wasn't for y'all. Because y'all have millions of followers, right? Y'all talk about it, y'all endorse this man. You see what I'm saying? You would never have, right? Like I said, a lot of these followers, right? I really believe if one for like the media people, the Fox News, you know what I mean? Why couldn't y'all find a good, wholesome, right? Republican to get behind. Seriously. Someone like this, you know what I mean? Although I'm not a fan of Nikki Haley, I'm saying right now, I'm not a fan of her, period. But I would rather her be president. You see what I'm saying? I would rather her be president than this damn ignorant dude. But anyway, man, thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
You're tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.